For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy with this week's opponent preview. As an AFC East rival, the New York Jets are certainly no strangers to the division-leading Patriots as they prepare for their 115th all-time encounter this Sunday in the Meadowlands. Much of New York's roster remains intact after their series split in 2015, which included one of the three overtime outcomes in their last eight encounters overall. Defensively, the Jets still present one of the NFL's most imposing fronts, with the likes of Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, and rising star Leonard Williams.
They got a very good defensive line. I mean, they're, they're talented and they're big and they can play. I mean, they got Leonard Williams and all them, and so it's going to be tough.
They're a very talented team, well coached. Especially a divisional team like this and a team that knows us well. We got to be ready and we got to just be ready to go for anything.
But while unheralded linebacker David Harris is doing what he usually does, lead his team in tackles, one of the game's biggest stars in the secondary, the former Patriot Darrelle Revis, is suddenly being scrutinized like never before back in the Big Apple. Still, he's deeply respected by his ex-coach in New England.
I would never underestimate that player. He's got good skills. He's a good competitor. I'll never underestimate him.
Phenomenal football player. A great challenge that our receivers will face this week.
Offensively, the 3-7 Jets have often been their own worst enemy to date, committing 20 turnovers, including 13 interceptions by quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yet the Pats know full well firsthand of Fitzpatrick's potential after he beat them last December in the midst of a career year, especially now that he's joined in the backfield by ex-Bear Matt Forte, along with longtime Jet Bilal Powell.
Fitzpatrick is averaging 26 points a game in the last 3 weeks, so I think we all know what he's capable of, and we've seen him many times. You know, has control of the offense, has the ability to get into plays that he likes. They use their receivers in the running game on, look passes, things like that. You see him scrambling for extra yards, diving forward. So he's a fearless player. He's tough, very competitive.
New York also features one of the league's biggest receiving corps, forcing opposing defenses to contend with established Pro Bowler Brandon Marshall and emerging standout Quincy Enunwa, each of whom stands at least 6'3", weighing in excess of 225 pounds.
Other than like kind of the other receivers, we've been sitting around the league, kind of smaller guys, quicker guys, unlike Brandon Marshall. But him and Enunwa, he's strong. And then the thing is, he's fast and quick too. So, I mean, we definitely got a challenge this week.
You got to go out and try to compete and use some of your strengths because both of those guys are big and they're physical. They play to their size. So, for our guys is, if you got good quickness, using your quickness and using your different strengths and trying to battle them for each ball that's thrown to them.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.